producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, you know, I do have a couple weaknesses, okay? I know I act like I'm know everything, and I'm, I guess I'm very well-versed, not in grammar, by the way, but or not in, in a radio broadcast. But, you know, I think I can basically handle myself in all situations. So, here I am. I'm at a medical conference this last weekend. And everybody's talking about the Patriots. And I'm like, oh, that's right. The Patriots are playing the Broncos, because I've been so entranced with what's been going on with the Cardinals and the Panthers. The Panthers have done such an amazing job. You know, the Cardinals, I'm from Arizona. So I, you know, I completely forgot that we had a Bronco-Patriot lineup. So immediately, I ask everybody, okay, wait a second, right? You know, the Patriots, right? Of course. So, like an idiot, okay, I was up in Reno, Nevada, and there's a sports book, so I decide to run at the last minute before I head to the airport to get back home to put $40 on the Patriots. And, oh, I mean, here's the, it's not because Tom Brady's cute, it's just, I just thought Peyton Manning, you know, because he's almost my age now, was gonna, you know, not do so well. And, very impressed by, I mean, Broncos did a great job. Patriots had it at the end. They could have. I mean, if they would have just made the touchdown, the two-point conversion, they should have won this. But they screwed up, and it's okay. It happens. I mean, things happen. So now we're looking at a Broncos-Panthers Super Bowl. I really feel bad for the Cardinals. I mean, they were on the map a couple times, but those Panthers, they know how to play. So correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not doing my medical predictions, and you guys know what I usually do, okay, and I am going to share my medical predictions, because I'm not really that far off when it comes to Super Bowl winners, okay. I mean, I predicted that the Patriots would win last year, I predicted the Saints would win when they won. I mean, I could predict a Super Bowl winner based on my medical expertise, but just by watching both teams play, I mean, I have to say the Panthers are probably the best bet. Not that I'm supposed to tell you guys to bet, okay, you know, we don't do that here on the show. But if any of you could give me any more, like, tutelage, okay, on a better way to look at it. Personally, I think even the experts are full of it. Because, you know, you have to look at so many different factors, okay? You have injuries. If one of your receivers gets injured, how do you predict that? Okay, how do you predict that one of the tight ends is going to need oxygen because they can't handle the altitude? And I get this, home court advantage, I get that, you know, home stadium, they're used to the weather, they're used to the altitude. But no, I mean, look at what happened with the Vikings game. I mean, they lost, and that was their turf. So I don't really think there's an exact science to it, which is very frustrating for me as a doctor. Okay? You know, I come from a family where they like to gamble, and I don't like to gamble. I can't stand it. I think it's a waste of money. I am so furious that I put $40 on that. But I, you know, I was like, you know what, we could use the extra money. All the other doctors are putting money on the Patriots. And so, you know, I followed the herd. And I'm just kicking myself. It's a waste of money. That was a waste of $40. You know how many pap smears I have to perform, you know, in order to make that kind of money under Obamacare? It's. I mean, I'm going to be working all day. So I, you know, learned a lesson, okay? I don't know enough about football. And again, I didn't do my medical calculations. You look at the NFL injury report, you figure out which injury is the most dangerous to the players, and then that's the one you go with. But I gotta tell you, both teams yesterday, when it came to the Broncos and the Patriots, they were struggling. Okay, they looked very frustrated. They looked down. Peyton Manning didn't look happy. He was yelling and smacking the ground every time he got sacked. Tom Brady, was expecting him to rip off his shirt. He didn't. But I think he had a temper tantrum, I guess, back in the locker room. I didn't hear about that. So if any of you guys have any pictures or video of that, I'd love to see that. But, man, either way, though, it's a stressful game, and these guys get hurt for us, and these guys really did. I know they're making a lot of money, but still, you know, my heart goes out to them. It was a great season for, you know, everybody involved. Bravo, Cardinals. Bravo, Patriots. Bravo to all the teams. And now we got Super Bowl coming, so we got a little bit of a break. I would urge you guys not to, you know, spend money betting, but I think it's going to be the Panthers. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They're just, oh my God, they're just so spry. I mean, they're just dancing across the field. I don't know. I mean, unless maybe there's really something to this Omaha thing that Peyton keeps screaming. Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. Maybe there's something to that. I don't know. Maybe he's praying. I don't know. So maybe all we need is the Panthers to scream Omaha a couple times, and they got it. By the way, they say the Super Bowl ticket prices are already averaging over $6,000. This is Super Bowl 50. So Super Bowl 50 is obviously, it's a landmark. So I mean, from what I hear, it's costing close to $3,000 just to even get into the building. They say buying Super Bowl tickets, average price, $6,007. According to research site TickIQ, last year's average ticket, which was the Patriots versus the Seahawks, $6,100 per head. And then let me see the fancy seats. The average ticket price is, just the cheapest get in price is $3,200. The most expensive ticket listed on the market is $22,670. The prices are going to change as they, as there's more demand and less supply. Personally, I like watching it on TV. I like being able to watch the facial expressions, okay? I don't need to be sitting out there in the cold. What's going to be Bay Area now? Whew, it's going to be freezing up there. So, not that I'm just trying to make myself feel better for not going to the game. For those of you, though, that can make it to Super Bowl 50, way to go. I mean, I probably could. I could probably get a press pass and get in. I'd rather just sit there with my French onion dip and my, my chicken wings, and my celery sticks, and my carrot sticks, and, gosh, which pizza commercial keeps showing that big deep dish brownie? Something like that. I know. Super Bowl Sunday is where I let you guys go off your diet, so we're going to have to be really good for the couple weeks up until then. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was an interesting email I want to read to you guys because this kind of answers, I think, a lot of our questions. Lee writes a lot of our questions. I know it's a question I have, and I'm a doctor. I have this question, too. Lee writes, I was watching the game yesterday, and after I jumped up, I felt a sharp chest pain. It continued until 4 p.m., and so I called my doctor's office. A nurse called me back and told me to go to the ER. When I told her, I just think I pulled a muscle, and what could I take? She said she couldn't advise that and to go to the ER. So my question is, should all chest pain go to the ER? Okay? Yeah, I know. I said ER a lot in that. Boy, very redundant. Look, I don't mind if your email's not grammatically correct. Just realize I got to read it on air, you know, so make sure you guys keep it clean. But this was a good email, Lee. Good job. All right, so a couple things here, okay? All right, you know, I'm not your doctor, okay? So I don't have the liability, okay? Which is kind of, you know, nice and convenient for me. And so, you know, if you said, you know, you're watching the game, you jumped up, because of a, some touchdown pass or interception, and you're, you know, and ever since then you felt a sharp pull. You still feel a sharp pull. It sounds like muscle aches, okay? It does. However, like we're going to be talking about a little later this hour, you know, this nor'easter that hit, you know, caused, you know, many to have heart attacks, you know, when they were shoveling snow. And, you know, you start to wonder, well, wait a second here. Okay, you know, you could pull a muscle, and sometimes that pain will go away. What happens if it doesn't go away? So you ended up, you called your doctor's office, which is smart. I mean, you did right, okay? But the nurse who called you back really wouldn't give you much advice, and I don't blame her. She can't. I mean, you know, you call with chest pain. She doesn't know you from, you know, Shinola or whoever, and she's supposed to tell you, you know, you're fine. You know, what if you have a history of heart disease and you have a stent in there, and all of a sudden now you're feeling sharp pain and you're not sure what that is, and you know, how is she supposed to know that it's just a pulled muscle? Okay, how is anybody supposed to know? And so many times when you do call your doctor's office, if it's not somebody who knows you really, really well and understands your history and can guide you through it, most of the time your advice is going to be, look, just go to the hospital. When in doubt, go to the hospital. So then what ends up happening is you infer from this, and we all infer from this, look, if I call the doctor, they're just going to tell me to go to the hospital, so all you know, chest pain should go to the hospital. This is where it gets tricky, okay? If I would be liable for giving you any wrong information on this show, then my answer to you is, well, absolutely. Every single chest pain needs to be checked out because you never know if it's a heart attack. And actually, that is true. Okay? I mean, I can't tell over the phone if you're having a heart attack or not. Some people go, yeah, you know what? My chest hurts, but it's only the right side of the chest. Well, that doesn't mean it's not a heart attack just because it's on the right side and not the left. You know? Yeah, my arm hurts, but it's my right arm. I've seen heart attacks cause right arm pain. My tooth hurts. I've seen heart attacks cause toothaches. So not to scare everybody, but, you know, if somebody's, you know, license is on the line or malpractice is on the line, it's no wonder that over the phone they're going to say, look, to play it safe. The problem is the poor ER docs. You know, they're trying to deal with gunshot wounds and kids with meningitis and drowning victims and here you are going, look, you know, I jumped up during a football game and my doctor said to come here. But see, here's the thing. Okay? You know, football to me doesn't disqualify you from having, you know, a heart issue. I told you guys about the case where I had a patient come in who was burping all night. This was on a Saturday night. This was back in 99. I think I was pregnant at the time. So this was 1999. So, you know, he was burping all night. And the wife couldn't sleep, so she made him go to the urgent care. And I was running the urgent care at the time, and this was in Bullhead City. And I talked to him, and he's like, look, I'm fine. You know, the game's on. Let me go. Okay? And so I understand. Then, you know, again, wintertime, football season. And now it's Sunday, you know, morning. He wants to watch the game. I get that. All right? But I'm like, but you were burping all night. Okay? I want to check the heart. Why? Well, because I saw a movie years ago, and we've talked about this, where somebody kept burping in the movie. It was a Gilda Radner, Gene Wilder movie. He was a pilot, and then all of a sudden he just drops, you know, from a heart attack. So I'm like, look, I saw this movie back in the 1970s. I want to make sure this isn't your heart. Lo and behold, it looked like he had a heart attack. Ran some blood work. It looked like he had a heart attack the night before. And that was that chronic burping episode. He wants to go home and watch the game. I'm like, no, don't watch a game. Something bad could happen. So we sent him to the ER. He apparently had to be shipped to Kingman Emergency Room. And as he was being wheeled in, he had his second heart attack, his aftershock. He was fine. He lived through it. But you think, I just had some beer while watching the game and I was burping. And that's what's frustrating. Not all chest pain means you have to go to the emergency room. But how does a person who doesn't know you that it's not a heart attack? The big thing we doctors struggle with is people blowing off heart attack symptoms because they don't realize their heart attack symptoms. Everybody's expecting the chest pain, the clutching of the chest, the left arm pain. Many times it's subtle. You could be a little short of breath. You could be sweating. You could be uncomfortable. You could be very tired. You could be dizzy. Well, you know how many other medical issues mimic that? You could have the flu. You can have low thyroid. You could have a, you know, a sugar rush. And those things could all mimic a heart attack. So you did right. I mean, you called your doctor's office. But what I would recommend is when in doubt, you got to get it checked out. It's your heart. Okay? The worst thing that could happen is they yell at you for wasting their time. And you want to know what? They don't do that. I've never, ever done that to my patients. I've never said they wasted my time. Ever. Okay? Oh, wait a second. There was one. Yeah, he wanted, quote-unquote, Dr. Dahlia to do his prostate check. So he gets all the way in, back into the back. He's in a room. And he's like, all right, I'm ready to bend over. And I'm like, excuse me, what's going on? What are we seeing you for? Well, I want to say that you did my prostate check. This is cool. My buddy's going to love it. And then let's take a picture. No. Okay, so that, I'm like, you are wasting my time. You're wasting my patient's time. Get out. And he got the step in, and I got him out. I kicked him out, and that was enough of that. But no. You know, you're doing what you should. Now, would a muscle pain, if you had an incidence of trauma or a muscular pull, would that basically exclude you from having to worry about going to the ER? The answer is no. Remember Rosie O'Donnell? Rosie O'Donnell helped somebody out of her car. She helped an old lady out of a car, I guess, when she was, it was in her neighborhood. And then later that night, she felt a pull in her shoulder. So she's like, when I helped that lady out of the car, I know I overexerted myself. So she goes to the doctor the next day saying, my shoulder still hurts. Turns out he runs some tests. He said that it was, I believe it was angina or vasospasm of the coronary arteries. And he said, you were about to have a heart attack. Apparently she had some artery blocking, et cetera. Very, very scary. Okay, scared the heck out of us, because how many times do we have shoulder pain? I had a patient who had consistent shoulder pain, and I checked his heart. We had sent him to a cardiologist. He had a stress test. He passed the stress test with flying colors. Stress test was fine. We sent him to an orthopedic doctor, MRI, everything. Orthopedic doctor's like, I don't think your shoulder looks good. I don't know why your shoulder hurts. So the patient comes back, and I go, I'm sending you back to your heart doctor. This could be heart. He's like, well, no, the heart doctor doesn't want to see me because I had a normal stress test. And I go, tell the heart doctor, I don't care about the normal stress test. Something's not right. All right, to check the heart further. Well, the man had an angiogram where they shoot dye into the bloodstream, and it will light up the arteries. And it turned out he had a dental floss thin lumen, he only had that much of an opening, dental floss thin, in one of his coronary arteries. And that's why he was having shoulder pain. Now, again, I don't want you all to panic, because how many of us have rotator cuff issues? How many of us have shoulder issues? Right? How many of us have toothaches? How many of us have neck pain? I don't want us to panic. But the moral of any of this, back to Lee who was watching football, back to everybody, okay? Check the heart. Be proactive before you get the chest pain, okay? Make sure you get a good checkup. I can't tell you how many times we find people about to have a heart attack. Why? Because we were doing routine screening. And I understand, Obamacare may not cover it, and I understand that it may not be cost effective, but the worst time to call the doctor is when you're actually having pain. The best time to see the doctor is when you're feeling fine. That's when we could look at everything and look deeper, okay? Even though, yes, it helps us, you having the symptoms. It may make the job easy for us. But the best time for you to get checked is before you're having a crisis in a Sunday afternoon. All right? Such that if, you did pull a muscle and you know your heart is pretty good, you could at least tell the person on call some history. Still, it's always important to get chest pain checked out. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Great question. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, many of you guys are back to work after the deadly storm Jonas. All right, and so I don't know if they're calling it the Nor'easter. I've heard them call it Nor'easter, which, by the way, a lot of people thought it was Northeaster or Nor'eastern. I guess they just call it Nor'easter, and I guess if you're back east, it's Nor'easter. You know, that kind of thing, right? No arse, okay? This was a blizzard of historic proportions. More than 29 inches of snow fell in Baltimore. From what we understand, about 26.8 inches in New York City. From what I understand, I don't think they could measure Washington, D.C., because one of the measuring tools got buried under the snow. 1,400 to 1,600 flights were canceled today. Okay? We have flights canceled for tomorrow. The federal government remains closed, as well as several school systems from the nation's capital to New Jersey. Why? Because of global warming. Now, this was the rough, I can understand the whole El Nino thing. So the storm dropped snow from the Gulf Coast to New England. Record snowfalls, obviously. Unfortunately, we had 30 deaths blamed on the weather. We had a family that breathed in carbon monoxide. There were car crashes and even shoveling snow. And we talk about how this is a very, very dangerous time of year. I'm going to be on the Rusty Humphrey show today, you know, discussing how, you know, a Capitol police officer had died while, you know, he was shoveling snow and had a heart attack. You know why this is so dangerous? He was basically shoveling snow outside his home on the eastern shore of Delaware, and he was one of several people who died. He was only 44 years old. And it's Officer Vernon Alston. He was patrolling Capitol grounds, or that's what he does. And he really good guy and young. And just, unfortunately, shoveling snow and had a heart attack. I mean, you know, we had just kind of talked about the heart when we were talking about football. And we don't realize certain activities could put you at risk for heart disease. Okay? We think that, and I do this too. Okay, I have the same sort of thinking pattern. All right, well, as long as I don't do anything stupid like bungee jump, or if I don't do anything thrilling, you know, too thrilling like a heavy roller coaster or skydiving, I'll be fine. And the heart doesn't work like that. So then, you know, I'll talk to my patients going, don't do anything strenuous. You know, and the wife usually laughs. Oh, please, I can't get him to take out the garbage. All right, and then a lot of people are like, well, sex. Sex is strenuous, and it can be. Everybody's always worried about that they'll have a heart attack during sex. You know, that's why I always stay dressed. My husband doesn't understand that, but I'm just like, well, just in case. You know, if the paramedics come, I don't want you to have to worry about dressing me. He's beside himself with me. But that's okay. Still loves me. And so a lot of us think, okay, that kind of strenuous activity. But you forget that certain household chores, certain landscaping chores, unfortunately, could do it. How many times did we hear that grandpa, you know, collapsed on the lawn? Well, all he was doing was picking up weeds, all right? I mean, that scares all of us. None of us want to be driving in a car or picking up weeds or having sex and having a heart attack, which is, again, why prevention is key. You know, make sure you're checking in with the doctor before heart attack happens so that, you know, you, if you do have to, you know, help Mary across the street, you know, move. Or let's say somebody collapses and you want to carry them and help them. You're not going to be put at risk. So while you guys are burying yourselves out of the snow, some of you are enjoying the snow. It looks like many of you are making snow angels and having fun. I got a little bit of snow. I was up in Reno, Lake Tahoe, for a doctor's meeting this week, and I didn't get to stay for the whole meeting. And I went skiing up in Heavenly. And if you guys have ever wanted to be at a gorgeous ski resort, I mean, Heavenly is exquisite. I had those some major issues. In fact, you know, I'm a little bit down, and I appreciate you guys letting me talk to you about this. I get on my ski boots, okay, and I've skied before. I can ski, very comfortable. I mean, I got hurt on a black diamond, but I can ski, okay? I'm comfortable skiing. I know how to ski. I get on my boots, and my feet were kind of hurting. Like, well, maybe they're a little swollen. Maybe it's a little snug. And by the time we got up the mountain, by the time where I got to where I needed to, it felt like I had knives in every bone of my foot. And I'm like, no, something's not right. And then it started to feel like all the bones were cracking. I have never felt pain like this. And you know, I get fibromyalgia and I have plantar fasciitis. I had never felt anything like this, such that I cried. My husband's looking at me like, what is going on? I'm on the most beautiful mountain, on the most beautiful powder, and I could not put weight on my feet. We didn't know what the heck was wrong. And, yeah, it was probably the ski boot, but come on, a tight ski boot doesn't make you hurt that much. As soon as I got out of the ski boots, pain was gone. Now, I'm a doctor of how many years, okay? Much orthopedic training, rheumatologic training, psychiatric training, okay? For the life of me, I don't understand why that pain was worse than labor. It was worse than labor. And all I did was want to ski down some beautiful powder. So I don't know what the heck that was. No, it wasn't neuropathy either. It was more rheumatologic, I think. I don't know what the heck. So I was really upset. But that didn't top it off. So here I am going, okay, well, maybe I'm starting to get too old for this. I don't get that. I mean, I can't ski anymore without having pain. And I had to take the chairlift back down, which, by the way, though, I do recommend you do that. Take the main chairlift back down where you get to see the view of the whole lake. It's exquisite. Just Lake Tahoe is exquisite. So even though you want to ski down there, if you can't ski that Black Diamond down, take the chairlift down. It is a beautiful, beautiful view. I posted a picture on Facebook. You got to check it out. But that's not really what got me. Okay? Now, I didn't realize I was starting to get a little, you know, I don't know, upset about my age. I'm not upset. I'm aging gracefully. I love my age. Being in my 40s, I'm proud of it. But we meet up with a bunch of the doctors during the meeting and after the meeting, and they decide to go to the local, you know, hang out in the casino, this bar, the California bar, right, at the Harris. So I go there, and it was my turn to buy drinks. So as I go up to the bar, there were two guys sitting there, kind of in their 20s, okay, or 30s, I don't know. And they look at me and they go, hey, we're here for a bachelor party, and we need a cougar like you to kiss the groom. And I go, cougar? How old do you think I am? And they guessed it, okay? I'm like, but they go, no, 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 but you really, really look good. That's a compliment. I go, no, it's not a compliment. Please. Okay, so then I get all upset, and they recognize me from Pawn Stars and then all that, and they apologize, and I go, no, no, but you don't understand, really? Okay, and first of all, no, I think that's stupid, okay? I go, and I even told them, I go, what kind of a bachelor party is this? First, you guys are sitting around, really? This is what you're doing for the bachelor party? You're picking up cougars? But, really? I'm already in that age, I'm already there where, and not to insult anybody of that age group, but, you know, I think many of us go through, you know, a period where we, you know, we go, you know what, I'm so young, I still got it, I'm so young, I still got it, and then all of a sudden something like that happens, and you realize, yeah, same thing with weight. You know, for years, I was like, okay, yeah, I know I got packed on a little bit of weight, you know, but I'm still good, I'm still good. And then all of a sudden, you're like, whoa. And when that moment hits you, it's hard. So I had that moment now. So now my husband, he kind of doesn't want to take me back to Lake Tahoe because he thinks I can't ski without needing a medic to take me down the mountain. And he thinks I'm going to be hit on by young guys who think I'm a cougar. And I guess that was my, oh, I don't even know what happened at the meeting. I went to a couple of the class. Yeah, I know. I was there. It's a foundation meeting. I do a lot of charity work. So I was there more for the charity aspect. I know. It would be nice for me to actually go to a medical meeting and then come back and teach you guys something medical, right? That would be nice. You know what? Maybe I will do that. I'll have the network pay. Okay. Maybe, you know, ask my network to pay for me to go to a medical meeting. We're actually sitting and listen. All right, don't go away. Let's talk about lead poisoning and what's happening in many states, not just Michigan. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you that live in the Las Vegas area, I got a free quit smoking class coming up this week. Go to my website at drdahlia.com because if you're in town, would love to have you guys, all right? Many of us have been horrified by watching the water crisis going on in Flint, Michigan. And when you see the dirty water and the rusty pipes, you're just thinking, oh my gosh, all that lead. Well, yes, that has been a pretty big discussion. But not only is, you know, the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, you know, bringing this up to the, you know, the attention, there's been issues with lead in multiple states. They say it's been about four decades. This has been reported by RT.com. Four decades after lead was federally regulated out of paint and out of gasoline. Remember that when we were younger? No, that's lead. Don't touch it. I remember my mom freaking out because I would sit there and be chewing on my number two pencil in the late 70s, early 80s. And no, don't. You'll get lead poisoning. In Flint, there were areas where more than half of the children have lead in their blood above 5 micrograms per deciliter. Again, lead exposure, not good. What is a safe blood lead level? I don't think we know. I don't think there's any real safe level. In 2012, the CDC officially said 5 micrograms per deciliter is the standard. Levels as low as 2, however, are still known to cause deficits, like lowering the IQ. And they say, according to the CDC, even a little bit higher than 2 could put kids at risk of ADHD, learning disabilities, etc. And you can't reverse it. So there's a report out by Vox reported on the top 10 cities or counties in the country with the highest recorded levels of lead in children's blood. USA Today, in an op-ed titled Flint Lead Crisis Getting a Tad Overdone, includes in the subheading, We Are Winning the War on Lead Poisoning. Yeah, I mean, again, we're not just talking. See, when I look at the Flint water crisis, absolutely lead is huge, but that's not what I see the media putting the most attention on. It's they can't drink their water. I mean, they, you know, turn on the faucets and brown and rust is coming out. I mean, that's some scary stuff. So figures by the CDC from 2014 show 10 cities or counties with 10% or more of tested children exhibiting lead poisoning, which means more than 5 micrograms per deciliter. The top spot went to Houston County, Alabama. They tested 12 children and found 7 had been quote-unquote dangerously exposed. They said in the rest of the top 10 was another Alabama county, 4 Louisiana parishes, and a county in each of Kentucky, Indiana, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. In Claiborne Parish, Louisiana, all of the children tested, 40% tested positive for lead poisoning. In Dallas County, Alabama, 36.8% of children had it. Then Caddo Parish was 28.6%, and Ouachita Parish, sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, 20%. All right, but the bottom four were Campbell County, Kentucky, 15.6%, Jefferson Parish, 14.3%, Ground County, Oklahoma, 14.8%, and then Dubois County, Indiana, 10.3% of children being labeled as lead poisoning. These numbers are staggering. This is ridiculous. I mean, what are we doing to our kids? You know, and it's interesting because when we were dealing with the whole dental fluoride issue, okay, we were concerned that kids weren't getting enough fluoride, okay, from their toothpaste, and we had to fluoridate the water. So if kids drank the drinking water, then they would get fluoride. And, you know, many of us have struggled with kids getting the fluoride because a lot of parents are like, I'm not even going to touch a water supply. No way. We're just going to give our kids bottled water. Which, by the way, I think some of the bottled water issues could also be leading to obesity because of the chemicals and the plastics. Right? We're eating so much of our food from plastic, I think that could be an issue. That's something we've talked about before. So, they say many of the areas in the South with the lead poisoning higher rates seem to occur in poorer populations. In Houston County, there are over 100,000 residents. Average income is 40 grand, a little less than the state average. So how that's related is many homes, you know, if they are not going to purchase water, which gets expensive, you know, $5 a case is a good rate. Sometimes you could get at Walmart or Target, but, you know, going through a case of water, $5 a pop, that gets pretty expensive. Having a water service like Sparkletts Water, it's nice, it's great, it's tasty water, but again, that gets costly. So they say the city of Flint's rate of lead poisoning could be considered a hope or dream for the other top 10 because maybe it brings more light to what's going on with lead and that crisis. But that's not good. I mean, this is not, they say 11 states have not sent the CDC any data on the matter. So we have no idea what's going on in Alaska, Arkansas, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, South Carolina, Utah, and Wyoming. So that doesn't mean you guys are in the clear. Now, they say 40 years ago, the EPA found that the average child younger than 5 had a blood lead level of 15 micrograms per deciliter. So the fact that we're getting this down, we are doing better. They say by the early 1990s, the National Health and Nutritional Examination surveys showed that the rate was now was then down to 10 micrograms per deciliter. Lead poisoning cases in children aged 1 to 5 had dropped to 4.4%. In fact, many doctors on the West weren't testing kids anymore. Lead levels had continued to go down. So I apologize. I was hoping to have some GoFundMe page and some information on sites where you could help Flint, Michigan. Many people are sending water, sending funds, and keep it up. Of course, the Red Cross is a great conduit. But let's just quickly review lead poisoning because many of you guys are kind of scratching your head going, I remember I was talking about this before. All right. Where the big concern was lead-based paint and lead-contaminated dust from older buildings. Kids would eat pieces of the wall, kids' toys, putting things in their mouth. And lead poisoning causes some major issues. Developmental delay, learning difficulties, irritability, loss of appetite. Mayo Clinic gives us a great rundown on lead poisoning. It could cause weight loss, sluggishness and fatigue. Don't be using it as a weight loss supplement. You don't want to get metal in the body. Cause abdominal pain, vomiting, constipation, even hearing loss. And when we see lead poisoning in newborns, these babies have learning difficulties and slow growth. Now, what about adults? How would you recognize it with an adult? Well, with lead poisoning, not only could they get the abdominal pain and the constipation and the, you know, you'll get muscle pain and joint aches, but high blood pressure, it's very interesting. You know, sometimes when you start getting spikes of blood pressure, you're like, gosh, I wonder what their lead exposure is. Some of the mental functioning could decline. Pain, numbness, or tingling in the extremities, mood disorders, sperm count could go down. Abnormal sperm, miscarriage. A pregnant woman could unfortunately go through preterm labor or miscarriage. Remember, lead is a metal. And even though it occurs naturally, that doesn't mean you want to get it in your body. It used to be, and again, paint and gasoline. It's still in cosmetics and roofing materials and pipes, especially pipes, batteries, etc. So even though in 1978 they stopped using lead-based paint, we still got to watch kids and sucking on things, etc. And then the water pipes, lead pipes, brass plumbing fixtures, copper pipes, they can all have lead in them and release lead into the water. And let me see. And so, you know, what do we do? Well, there are chelating agents. Usually what we do is we treat the symptoms and we try to avoid any more extra exposure. There have been some certain traditional remedies that people use. In the medical field, we don't use a lot of these, like, I don't know, Gossard or Dottway, or I'm not really familiar with those. But sometimes we have to use chelating agents. Make sure to talk to your doctor and, just avoid rusty water and, renovate your home if you got, you know, the old stuff in there. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on.
If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.